And here we go with another podcast, guys. We are back. Halfway through this podcast, we have a special...
I need you to fucking speak English.
A special guest appearance by our cousin, who is here right now. If you want to say hi.
Just say hi.
There you go. It's okay. Just say, use your words. It's okay.
You can come out.
It's okay. It's okay.
Hi.
Okay.
And just...
And if you're wondering, yes, that's what he sounds like the whole podcast.
And he does say a little bit more than that. It's so funny at the end now for the intro. Now he decides he doesn't know how to use words and struggles to say hi. Guys, we got a good one for you. We're here watching the fights and
we're all over the place.
We're all over the place with this one, talking about Corona, talking about
life.
Yeah.
Your stupid fucking properties.
Talking about my properties a little bit and getting a loan and all that. So hopefully I'll have good news next one.
Tyler's wearing nice shorts the entire time. You can put that in your mind now.
Wearing comfortable shorts at that.
As always, you know, you're gonna get our usual shenanigans. So just sit back, pour yourself a nice cold one, relax, and enjoy.
I'm going to let my dog outside.
Just shut the fuck up, Tyler. That was a beautiful ending. You should have cut it off right there, but you fucked it up.
I think it worked out perfectly, too. I'll be right back, guys. I'm going to let my dog out.
Wait, that's how you're going to end it right
now? Please put your seats on your upright position. Put your podcast belts on, and here we go.
Unscripted banter with Tyler and Seth.
Welcome back to another podcast. And like you were saying, Tyler, I'm not sure what kind of, you know, cream you need for your balls, but you probably should get that looked at.
Wow, way to put me on blast there, sir. how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing good. It's the weekend. We were supposed to do the podcast yesterday. Did you pass out? What happened yesterday? I forgot about it and then texted you later. I was like, well, maybe we can do it later in the day. I completely forgot about it. Like at one, like I
just knew that over here. We needed to do a second podcast this week. Didn't matter the day. I just knew we needed to get a second one in.
What were you doing yesterday?
I was busy.
I texted you. You were busy.
I was busy.
Oh shit! As he takes a gulp of Heineken.
I was busy, sir.
So he's safe. Busy. Mm-hmm. You must have had a girl over or something because you got the guilty
weird.
Face.
That's weird. What were you up to today?
Oh, quickly. Subject change, Tyler.
What have you been up to?
You don't want to talk about it, huh? What's her name? Is she the champion. Reason you need the cream for your balls?
Her name is Champion. She's a very lovely woman.
Champion. Man, mm-hmm. She sounds like a really big girl.
All right.
Champion? Champion sounds like a big girl's name.
No, I'm just reading your shirt. So what did you do today?
Not too much. Finally got my mowed lawn mown.
Did you mow your lawn?
No. I had somebody do it. My handyman is in charge of getting my mowed lawn. He hasn't been doing it consistently, but he's having somebody else do it, and he did it today. And it looks really good. It got pretty overgrown, too, because he wasn't able to get part of the back because he was like... I have weeds that are big enough back there that he was saying would just need to be pulled.
Yeah.
But front yard looks amazing. Looks perfect.
I mean, well, as good as it can look. Oh, hey, Dad. You want to answer that or
no? Not during the podcast.
All right.
But yeah. So the yard's looking good.
Do you actually not like mowing the lawn?
Huh?
Do you not like mowing the lawn?
I hate mowing lawns. I can't stand mowing in general. I've never been a fan. Speaking of, my dad, he loves to mow. He finds it the most relaxing thing. But I just start getting very unhappy when I start sweating a ridiculous amount with the sun scalding down on me, which today would be a good day to do. It was like 60 out
It
today.
Was perfect. 65, yeah. A little breezy.
But
I turned my AC off and just opened up my windows.
Last night, so... hopefully I didn't get too much more water in my property that has a water leak. But he got that. But he's hoping to move into my one property that's now going to be vacated Monday. But hopefully we can get that in good enough shape. He would just wants to move on there, and that would work well. And I'm always having people hit me up for properties, but I don't have anything available. But
so what did we learn from this? Not to rent from Seth because his properties have water damage.
Yeah, that was a bummer situation there, and kind of. Yeah, that was just such a bummer situation. I'm trying to make sure the tenant that left there is not too upset or whatever, because some of her stuff got ruined. But, you know, that happens, and it's kind of a learning situation with me. I mean, I went from only my one duplex for the last, since 2010, to over the last year and a half buying another 11 properties. So it's been kind of...
expanding.
Quickly expanding, yep. So I'm excited. Going to bring on this older gentleman that's supposed to be working with me part time, he's going to work for part time, but basically be on call. So he'll take care of any phone calls and make sure all the tenants are happy, and I won't even have to mess with talking to tenants anymore. And he can show the properties, and all that jazz.
So what are you going to do with all your free time? Because you realize you're going to have
right
a massive
now
amount
it's
of free
gonna
time.
Be, if I'm getting so I. Application goes in Monday for application and business plan goes in Monday.
Sorry, we're watching the fights in the background here.
Up going on what just happened to him?
Yeah, this dude just got put to sleep. That was a good hit.
So we're trying our attempt at doing...
that people can't hear you. You got to speak in the mic.
We're trying our attempt at doing... what was Joe Rogan?
You're thinking of a fight companion.
Fight companion? Which we'd be doing just as well, though. The fight would be going on.
Yeah, because they're not talking about it.
They'd just be getting fucked up drinking.
That was a good knockout, though. Check this out.
I have to check this out. So this is the second fight, I think.
Boom.
Wow.
Yep, that was good. Oh, that second hit, though, man.
Oh, man.
Does he go out in this first one?
I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like he drops.
Looks like his eyes are...
Yeah, he's already out.
Is he out?
Man, that second hit.
So
that's
he might
where
not have felt...
That
Wait,
second
he came
hit.
Back up? Oh, no. Oh, I thought...
No.
I was confused by that next clip. I didn't realize they were showing it again. I thought they was like, wait, they were starting to let them fight again. I was like, no, that fight is definitely over. Oh, it looks like they're still tending to him, too.
Yeah, he's still out.
They're not showing any part. They're just showing the fighter that won. They're not showing the rest of the... I talked about... Sunday when watching NASCAR and the guy like Bubba.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Bubba blacking out. Yeah, that was interesting. But yeah, so
I tell you what, dude. All the talk about football and CTE. Man, what are we gonna see from UFC fighters in like 20 years? It's gonna be worse, you think?
Nothing worse than boxing, though. We've known for about boxing. Like, I mean, you just get
There's different. It's a different impact,
though.
I think
it just slows your brain. Maybe some of them, but I'm telling you, like, dude, like, boxing has changed. But man, you had 10 seconds to stand back up after getting your brain rocked,
and then you
and
get knocked
back.
Down again.
Dude,
that's
they
good
call
point.
These. I think this is less dangerous because you had plenty. You had to be that you weren't out until you stopped getting up.
You could be knocked out and come back conscious in 10 seconds, stand up, you're good to go again.
Yeah, that's crazy. That would not go. I mean, you can be completely conscious just defending yourself, and they call the fight just because you're not doing...
You're defenseless, yeah.
You're defenseless, like, and you're in your kind of like a fetal position.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first fight. That guy was taken out in the first minute because he wasn't fighting back. He was just in a defensive mode and not making any movements.
Right.
Or not trying to get away.
Not trying to attack.
He was just getting rocked pretty good. But he was defending himself enough where he wasn't getting like hurt, you know.
It's a good point.
But
it just put him on a stool.
Yeah, that's something I've always thought about. Oh, goodness. That is like, boxing is much more dangerous. But now I think they call him a lot quicker now.
I couldn't tell you the last boxing match I've ever watched.
I've watched some of these YouTubers one. Those have been entertaining. And then seems like if you get knocked down more than once, like in a, they call it.
In a boxing match?
Yeah, you get knocked down more than once, like within one round, mm-hmm. like they called it. Like they called these fights quick from what I saw in boxing. So it kind of just seemed like UFC, but no ground, you know, or kicking. But dude, UFC is on a totally another level. I love it.
Always has
the,
been.
I love the kicking too. That's becoming more prevalent. I can't even say that word. Which that was something we talked about last week. Is that insane kicking that was going on where he kept on kicking in the same spot? Yeah,
did we talk about that on the podcast?
We might have. So he was on his shin, right?
Yeah. So
made a dude go out. Go
so
ahead.
What it actually just happened before this dude got knocked out is he was going for a lower leg kick. Joe Rogan is a huge believer in those lower leg kicks. That's really how people weaken their front leg, their opponent's front leg, is by targeting that front knee or that front calf, that front thigh, because that's where a lot of their weight is shifting into when they're throwing punches and things like that. So if you hit that enough times, I think even they said it during the fight. I can't remember who it was. It might have been DC where he said, you need three good ones, and your opponent is feeling it in that leg. And what happened in that one fight, he kept targeting that other guy's left leg, and it got to the point where he actually could not even put pressure on his left leg. It was to the point where he was completely fine conscious-wise, but he tried to put pressure on it, and he said, nope. He fell down to his back, and I was like, that's it. And the ref called it, and that was the fight. So that is something that you start to see a lot more of because it's an easy target. It's out front. That's why I said, like, I wish, or if I was a fighter, I would love to be able to go southpaw at any moment, mm-hmm. be able to switch up my stance, because if somebody's going to keep targeting that front leg, I want to be able to switch real quick. You know, I want to be able to go back and forth. I think that's a big, what the fuck do I know about fighting? But I think that's an advantage.
Yeah.
A small guy like me, all I gotta do, kick your legs a couple times, you'd be surprised. Shit would hurt.
Yeah, I mean, the fight we were watching last week, he was just kicking his legs in the same spot until he just gave up. He grabbed his leg, was hopping away, and I think they just called it, right? Yep. Like, he just gave himself up.
He's like, I can't stand on it. That's it.
It was crazy. But yeah, those kicks are brutal.
Fuck yeah. You ever been hit with a shin?
I definitely have gotten kicked to that spot. It was like, I feel like, yeah, it hurts after a while.
Fuck,
like,
yeah.
But yeah. Oh yeah, and just to kind of wrap up my, because I got on my mind, my property managing and all that.
Oh, which, yeah, whatever.
It will put a sigh of, like, I feel like you'll see I'll be different once I completely, I mean, because I had a property manager before that screwed me over and stuff. Like, she stole money from me. So that's why I'm like, very careful to not let you to trust another person, but this way, this person isn't going to be touching the money for one thing. It's really kind of the paperwork on call,
mm-hmm.
and then communicating with my handyman and just anybody else that needs to. We need to have somebody come out for an issue or whatever. Keep my tenants happy, and then, but yeah. So when I'm out of town or whatever, I don't take any calls, or I won't be taking any calls from any of my tenants really. But and then that kind of sets me up to have this going where I just put an application for a business loan that's going through Monday. We've been working on this for the last month with this company to get this business loan, and I should have it in a week, and I'm gonna start buying more properties. So that will set me up good too, where I got somebody in my corner. This older gentleman that I feel good about. I'm going to meet him for the first time. We've talked on the phone a couple times. I'm going to meet him once or twice. Meet him for the first time, and we're going to talk. And, I mean, it's not a big risk for me since he's not touching any of my money, but I'd like to get where I can trust him with my money, and he seems like reliable. He just needs something part-time. But then I'm going to be able to travel, be on a cruise, not be able to worry about having to not contact anybody. And have my handyman taking care of things, and then property manager and making sure the handyman's doing what he does, and then I'm just going to focus on hopefully buying all the properties I can with this business loan and be wrapped up by the end of the summer, where I'm going to go on the road come September. I'd like to be on the road. Wait, July? Yeah, September, October. Before the winter, before the bad winter. When's the winter hit bad here? Okay, but anyways, yeah, I'm excited. I feel blessed. And then that leads, you know, I mean, the plan is for Tyler to work for me one day. We have our own businesses and stuff, mm-hmm. and I mean, have our own coffee house.
It'll be nothing new for me because I'll just be another person that hates my boss, you know?
Oh, come on. Hey, to be able to do, still make the same, at least what you're making, if not more, and then, like, pick your own hours, too. I guess you probably are, depending on what you're doing, as far as, I mean, if you're doing coffee house, you do need to be in the morning or whatever, you could work toward having somebody open anyways if you want to sleep in. You're an early person, but
I'm an early riser.
Be able to do something you enjoy and then can put your passion into and put your art in. You could put your own drawings. You could even try to sell some of your own art or your own pictures and stuff if you really wanted to. Mm-hmm. Like that, I always like that. Like a lot of these modern places, you have paintings up and stuff, and people will just like let them put them up for free, and then they'll put price tags on them, where to contact or whatever, and you could have your own.
You know, I'm actually
a good photographer.
I'm decorating my offices at work.
Really?
With my own photos. So our senior manager, who's like in charge of the whole thing, like wants to like change up the office because it's got like old shit on the walls. Like it's not been redecorated or anything like that. And he wants to do like photos, and I got voluntold because everybody knows I'm a photographer, and they're like, hey, do you have photos that we could like print out and put up on the walls? So like I spent the whole day. What day was it? It was like Wednesday last week or this week. I spent Wednesday just driving around different significant places in Toledo, just taking photos of like the Mud Hen Stadium, like,
oh really,
the Huntington Center, like big prominent Tony Paco's, like just big places that everybody knows in the surrounding area.
Oh, dude, I really want to go with you sometime.
So I'm going to actually take those photos. I'm going to edit those, and they're going to print them out, frame them, put them in the office. And
you know what will be so exciting about that?
What's that?
Being able to see your pictures bigger than the way they usually are for the first time. Like, it's going to, dude, it's going to probably blow you away a little bit. Seeing it bigger.
Well, know that Nana's got my photos printed out on her wall in her living room on canvases. So
not super big though, right?
They're a decent size. They're a size of the Westeros map up there.
I forgot about that. Yeah, I guess I remember that now.
Those are all my photos on her wall. Bunch of different random ones.
That's cool.
Yeah, it'll be cool though. I'm in the process of editing them right now. I will eventually get back out towards Toledo and get my drone up in the air, take some like sky photos above the city or with the cityscape in the background. I'll do that, but it'll be cool.
It just came to me, but like there's some different artwork where it's like a tree painting, but it's like four different pictures and it's four different like
seasons.
I know people have done this, but it'd be fun to do, and it just kind of came to me. I really haven't really seen it much or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like maybe I have, and I've just not. I probably have, but I haven't like. Can't think of one off the top of my head that
right,
but if you did that as had a certain spot that you just took a picture of, like a tree, a certain building, a barn, just some kind of scenery, like say a creek of some sort, like at winter time, summertime, fall,
mm-hmm.
that would be pretty epic, and just had those pictures next to each other, or so, take it a further and have that same person like walking away or in like just in the picture, like that would be pretty epic.
Hang on, I gotta burp again. Oh, excuse me. Before the whole COVID thing and like people went crazy, I'm supposed to be getting photos of the Sandusky River for Aunt Mee because she likes the Sandusky River and she wants that same concept, fall, summer, winter, all on the Sandusky River. So like I'm supposed to get her. I've got the summer one already. So I'm a little late for winter and fall. But this coming fall and winter, I will get the fall and winter photo, and she'll do like a big printout of my photos of the river in just different seasons. So same concept.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. It feels good to like be taking photos again. Like I took my camera today to Maddie's graduation party. Shout out, Maddie. Congratulations. Seth didn't go.
Yes. Sorry you don't like me.
Yeah. That's honestly hilarious, but still.
She'd say hi, though, and bye.
She said hi and bye. Go eat some food. I don't know what
her deal is with me. We used to be.
But I brought my camera to her graduation party, and this was like the second time that I picked it up since December. Just because during December, I never take photos anyways because work is brutal during the holidays. And like I picked it up again, and it felt like a new camera. I was like, oh my goodness, this feels so good. It felt completely brand new just because it's been so long.
And basically because of work, right? You would have had plenty of, you would have taken plenty of times to take a, which there hasn't been anything exciting as far as weather anyways. Kind of the no snow to take pictures of.
Yeah, it's always a and weird, kind of a like springtime weird is always the worst. The snow's leaving. There's no leaves on the trees. It's not warm, but it's still kind of cold.
Yes, yeah, I'd say if you want to take a picture of trees with no leaves, then snow is the best. Snow, mm-hmm. snow one looks really cool.
For sure. That's why I'm excited for summer, dude. Summer's here. I'm down to 4 days a week. Like, I can start doing things again. It's going to feel good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to more of your pictures on Instagram.
Yeah.
T-Lunksford, if you're not following, go follow.
Nope, T-Lunks5.
T-Lunks5. I definitely always felt inspired when I see your pictures. That's probably the main reason I stop and take pictures at times mm-hmm. and go out of my way to take pictures at times, just like being inspired by your pictures. And I always try to go. I look at your Instagram page, and it's been kind of tough the last few months because you have nothing for me. I always put on our Instagram, Unscripted Banter.
Mm-hmm.
Follow that if you're not following. And I always share your pictures.
The photos, yeah, and photos. The stories. But I've had nothing, dude. I haven't been able to do shit. But now I'm excited. Can't wait to get back out to Cuyahoga. You got to come hike with me.
Hell yeah.
We'll spend like a Friday all day just like hiking and shit or something.
I'm allowed to wear pants. I'm good to go.
You're allowed to wear pants.
Motherfucker. We talked about this before. This motherfucker took me right through the woods.
Okay, listen. To be fair, I did not have plans to just go through the woods like that.
Some kids that were on the trail and you were just like, I don't want to follow these kids or something. And
yeah, okay. Took us off-road, so what happened is we were on the trail. It's one of my, probably actually my favorite place to hike. I love going to Cuyahoga. One of my favorite national parks. But we were walking the trail, and there was a class on a field, like a field trip type thing. Bunch of tiny little, like, 5 and 6-year-olds walking. And I did not want to walk behind them the entire time. So I took us off the trail. And you were complaining the whole time because you were in shorts.
Dude, I was in pain because I was getting scarred up. I think your sister was, too. She was complaining, too.
I remember getting off of the trail after we got back. I remember getting back to the trail after we hiked through the woods. Your legs, you were sitting down on this boardwalk, and somebody walked by, and they were like, are you okay? Because your legs were just bloody with scratches everywhere. I was like, nah, he's fine. He's fine. Don't worry.
Asshole. He's fine. Oh, my gosh. That was the worst.
That was a good time.
I haven't been back to walk with you. And that, well, you just haven't invited me. I would happily go.
I still have that video, too, I think.
Wear pants.
Hang on, I think I still have that on my phone.
I specifically asked you, motherfucker, if I needed to wear pants.
Yeah, I was like, no.
We'll be on trails.
No, we'll be on trails.
We'll be on trails, man.
I wonder if I still have that video.
I'd be totally down to do some camping, too.
Camping, yes.
That'd be fun.
I love me some camping.
Well, I've been looking lately, I think I mentioned, into getting an RV. And they're so reasonable. Just like a smaller one that can just like a one-person one. Basically the size of like a full bed truck, and then now, it has like the RV, but it's
do
like
you want the whole
be able to drive my house wherever I want and be able to like stop at Walmart or whatever. There's got to be all kinds of locations. In fact, I was thinking about that. There's probably a website too that has locations you can stop at for free, because there's no reason for me to plug into it. I mean, nowadays too, I hook it up with solar panels, have electricity.
But here's my argument.
I gotta make sure it can stay cool enough. And it,
here's my argument though. If you have an RV that's attached, there's just like some, you're not going to always want to drive that wherever you go. Wouldn't you rather have one that's hooked to the back that you could?
If I plan on being places longer period of time, but if I'm only staying at places for a few days, that's fine. But if it's just me, I think it'll be pretty simple just to have, take it wherever I go and then just have everything.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Feel it's all secure. It's with me, you know.
There's pros and cons to both.
Yeah, there is pros and cons, I would say. But Yeah, it'd just be simple enough to deal with, like, not have to worry about unhooking and hooking.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But, like...
My dad used to have a nice one. I think he still has it. He's trying to sell it. Huge.
Oh, a really
like
good
I'm,
one?
Like, I'm talking one that, like, extends out. It's got, like, a full-size couch inside of it. My dad buys dumb shit.
Yeah, those extension ones, too, have gotten where they're pretty reasonable. Man,
their I'm houses, dude.
$4,000 or $5,000 for around 2008, between 2004 and 2008. And I have a good one, a good, decent one. And I just kind of like to update it, get somebody to pay somebody to update it, put some solar, make sure I can handle everything, know how to work everything properly. And mm-hmm. But yeah, do solar and all that. And I mean, you know, I have internet where I have unlimited internet with my laptop, and I have the also when I travel, I can do the
hotspot
thing, mm-hmm. which isn't. But there's got to be something else I can get too, because I'd like to just
grab another
put
beer.
It on the TV or whatever. Which with Apple TV, that it's a direct signal, right? I can mirror the Apple from my cell phone, right? No, it has to have the internet though. The TV has to have internet.
Yeah, you gotta connect.
Yeah, so I'd have to figure out some way to have internet. I'd like to have internet on the road. But then, too, I mean, with my iPad and stuff, I'd probably be fine. And then there's always hotspots everywhere, too, you know.
I want to get, you know, the...
That'd be kind of hard to find hotspots to sleep overnight to, like, let my... I'd love to just have my own internet that I can have the TV on.
You know, like, the really cool-looking retro campers? The
streamlines, the silver-looking ones.
Yeah, Have you seen like modern streamlines? Have you seen those before?
Like what they look like on the inside, or is it still the same on the inside? Or
so
on
the like outside? So like the they're still the same concept of a streamline. It just looks modern and updated. I can see if I can find one for you, because my dad told me I'm not gonna buy one, but like my dad told me to buy a tiny little camper, because obviously I got a pickup truck. Is that what it's called, a streamline? Because it's not popping up. Streamline camper. Oh, it is a streamline. Okay. Yeah, these ones right here. My dad told me to buy one, a smaller one, because... Fuck yeah, something like this, dude. It's not too big.
Wouldn't it be so nice? I definitely want to just buy some land, because I could just put an RV on too. That looks sharp, yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it would be nice. Too bad, like, Dan and Poopa don't have more land where, like, we could just put an RV on.
Like, look at
that
one.
And just be able to, like, it would be so nice to be able to just... I would be down there every weekend, spend the night if I had a place to crash, like, around there somewhere.
All right, so what about something like this? Hold up. A little small. Yeah, what about like this?
Yeah, that's cute. See, that's...
Isn't that nice?
Like, I'll have to look up who you're going to call.
Who's it's Israel.
Is Jose?
I'm gonna take a phone call real quick.
All right, we got a company coming up, which we need to have them on the podcast at some point.
All right, we're back. Sorry about that, everybody.
Yeah, we had a small intermission.
Had to take a phone call, and Seth had to call his father.
Yeah, he left me a message. I'm trying to be a good son every once in a while. I'm really bad at keeping in contact with him, so you know. But we have a guest. We have a. I mean, we're mostly done with the podcast, but we had somebody come over, a cousin of ours, mm-hmm, second mm-hmm. cousin of mine, Tyler's cousin.
My first cousin.
Mm-hmm. But your only male cousin is your own male, or do you have any other male cousins?
What is the significance of that? Why does it matter if he's male?
I was
female?
Like, I'm just
there's
curious.
A fraternity there.
Hey, dude, all I have
what
is
are you trying
cousins.
To say?
I mean, it's cool to even have cousins. I've never lived close to any cousins. So, I mean...
That's actually a good point.
Until I was manipulated in coming here, moving here.
Well, I'm manipulated.
That was the first cousin, really.
I appreciate that.
Like, yeah, come on. You're about our age.
Why, you know...
Well,
no,
he's old as shit.
Like, okay, yes, I am older, but I don't act that. I'm a goofball. I mean...
We were just talking about this today when we were looking through Maddie's graduation book.
Speed of which, spread the news around that I'm...
Shut the fuck up. Nice.
Maybe mention to Maddie that I'm not a horrible guy.
She likes you.
No, she doesn't. But you can tell that story.
She's very incredulous today.
She doesn't like me. Well, I appreciate that she mentioned about me, but she was quick to say that all I would say to him is hi when he got there and bye when he left.
Yeah, that's about it.
Well, that's fair.
But we were just talking, Isra and I were just talking about this at Maddie's graduation when we were flipping through her graduation book of like photos and family photos. There is so many photos of us cousins. in like a gigantic group of all of us together. And then I made the comment, that's super rare. I said, a lot of people don't have photos like this. And you just said you grew up, you didn't have any cousins.
No cousins.
You didn't have anything.
Some people have larger groups of cousins and they don't see each other at all. Right?
My mom's side of family, I have no cousins. They're, my mom is the oldest, has a brother and a sister, no kids. One got married and they just didn't plan on not having kids. And then my uncle still hasn't got married.
I wonder what that's like.
So there's like, it's just like, my brother and I are the only, I mean, extended family. Like we're the line, you know,
right, that's
we're like
strange.
My aunt, uncle. Yeah. Like, I mean, so if like,
you're talking on your mother's side. Right?
Yeah.
See, but it'd just be so weird if, 'cause like when we have a family gathering, there's a shit ton of people that are like the same age as me. Like if you were to have a family gathering on your mom's side, you'd be like, nobody that I can connect with.
Unless there's like down the line people like, and we never, I mean, we were out like on a farm. Like we hardly ever saw those people. Like there was a great grandma that I got to see when we were driving into town, like into Sioux Falls. And that was 2-hour drive from there to the farm. Mm-hmm. And it was just my grandpa on the farm. You know, growing up, it was just my grandpa and my uncle ended up coming back to the farm to take over the farm. But, you know, it was just my grandpa and grandma on the farm there. And my brother and I just goofing off and having fun, which it was a cool farm, you know. I mean, but then I was homeschooled, too. I had a lot of different lives than you guys.
That's in a lot of isolation.
Yeah. Okay, not only that was, so homeschooled. And then my dad was a pastor of a church that was a small church. So the only people I knew was the people I went to church with and the people that lived around my block. So got to be, and there was another handicap there. Nobody was my age that was around the block. It was people my brother's age, which is 3 years younger, but they gravitated toward him.
That's fair.
Do you think the idea or the fact that you and your brother were like the only people around your guys' age, like you didn't have cousins or anything like that to hang out with, do you think that's attributed to your close relationship with Daniel?
We grew up very close. There? Okay. Oh, the other thing, I was trying to think of like what separated us from a lot of families. No TV. We had no TV. We were always outside, climbing around in trees together. We spent a lot of time, and I think really those younger years, spending so much time, he became my best friend, and he still is like the closest person to me. I mean, even though we butt heads at times, like he means the word for me, and I always want to make him happy. In fact, at times I kind of frustrate myself because I go overboard wanting to make him happy. That my own feelings are kind of, I put those by the wayside a lot of times. But you only have one brother, and he's the one person that was around me in my entire life. I mean, and then from there, like, I mean, it was a culture shock of my life when we moved to Arkansas and my parents became house parents.
What year was that?
That was 93. I was 11 years old. My brother was 8 years old.
Quit.
And we thought we were going, my parents became house parents at a children's home, and we thought they were going to be around our age. Mm-hmm. No, they were all older than us. They were all junior high kids and high school kids. In fact, it was supposed to be just junior high kids, but it was high school kids too. Mm-hmm. And we went from only knowing the kids on our block, you know, no siblings, just my brother and I, to go into a public school and then being at a children's home where we instantly had 10 brothers, and then the children's home had close to 70 kids on the whole campus, guys and girls. And we, which was just amazing. I loved it. It was a little bit harder for Daniel because he was very much a one-on-one person, but he got those relationships with one-on-ones with a lot of kids and stuff. But my parents went out of their way. We had 2 days off, so they always tried to get us away and do something a lot of times, which they had to, because if we were there on the weekends, we'd want to just go out and play with the kids out there because they were our brothers. Like, we always were with them. Yeah. So we would just go out there and spend time with them. So that was, like, the culture shock of my life. I've been to other countries, experienced other cultures. Mm-hmm. But, man, those first several days, my brother and I were bawling our eyes out. We want to go home.
Can you explain the children's home a little better? Like, how, okay, what's so the context there?
The children's home where, yeah, it's a really interesting story. I don't think I've really got into
just
it.
Just listen
the
to the podcast and we'll shut the fuck up. Okay. About it, so.
I can tell.
Well, this is something. I mean, there's really a lot.
It's a very important part.
I mean, this and my bipolar is something I really don't get into a lot. But so we moved there when we were 11. I mean, which is funny because my dad was a pastor at a nice little small Assembly of God church. And I was like, what, you going to be a respectable pastor to go to babysitting? That was the comments when we were leaving, you know. But they still supported us and everything. And my dad is a very personable person. He's always been an amazing pastor.
He's
but that was just that was, I thank God for that experience. And so, like, what was it? So the children's home, to explain what the children's home, it was kids that were placed there by the state. Like, they were state appointed, like judges sent them there because they couldn't be at home. Maybe their parents neglected them. They were abused. There was three brothers that one of them had handed a gun to their mother, and their mother had shot her boyfriend right in front of them.
All right.
So I'm hoping he was a bad guy, but yeah, and I was well, those three Christ. Kids. It was pretty rough when we first got there. It changed over time, but those three brothers were in my cottage when I first got there, and so it was like a lot of abused and neglected kids, you know, from kids or parents were drugged, had issues with alcohol, drugs. Mm-hmm. They were abused, or maybe they're like. Parents were like, we lost our jobs, we don't know what to do, we just, you know, mm-hmm. we'll send there as a place to send somewhere to send their kids because they can't even take care of them, you know.
Sounds great on paper.
So it was an amazing experience for me
being like paid for by the state, I guess.
Yeah.
That's all right.
You don't
but it's a nonprofit too, so it was paid for by the Assembly of God. Like, this is the best program by far in the state, and it wasn't even funded by the state. Like, it was like the number one place to get sent to, like, that was good quality. And the kids, since it was
it's a religious organization.
Yeah, it was the Sons of God, and which that's what everybody grew up in. Like, even back in Fremont, everybody went to Assembly of God church.
Yeah.
And that's mm-hmm. the school that's where my mom met. My dad was at Assembly of God school. I was college, but it was a good experience for my brother and I because we had a very sheltered life. We were very blessed too, and this is something we reflect too. And you know, I have experience with friends where they screw me over and have bad experiences, and too, like, I mean, and my brother reflect on a lot of these things too that we go through, and then realize, and then what others go through. And, like, we're so blessed. Like, a lot of kids don't have parents that are still together or parents that were there for you and cared about you, loved you, mm-hmm. hugged you, and kissed you every night and wanted to do anything for you to make sure that you were safe. The majority, a good percentage of kids don't experience that and don't have that. And we're very well blessed, but to experience that firsthand and for those to be my friends and my brothers and not care what kind of background they came from or what they've been through and just let them be part of my family was amazing. And that was such an awesome experience. I was very blessed for that experience, which was crazy too, because the first time I ever ended up in a psych ward because of bipolar, I just went loopy. I lost like 2 weeks of sleep and just my mind was just... like, just all kinds of crazy shit was running through my head.
I remember hearing about this so faintly in passing. It was like,
yeah,
like crazy
way back,
stuff,
yeah.
kind of vibes. You know?
It just crazy shit was going through my head. It was basically like, I mean, which the crazy part is, to an extent, anybody is going to be bipolar after your 2 weeks of not being able to sleep.
Yeah, you're
going to
be.
So I have the issue with anxiety, too. I'll lose sleep. And after 2 weeks of no sleep, your brain just flips and you. Basically, my brain was completely unfiltered and just all kinds of crazy kind of conspiracy stuff went through my head.
Stream of consciousness.
So that's okay. You can have all kinds of stuff go through your head, but then you start saying it out loud, and then people are like, "Whoa, you okay? You good? You good, bro?"
Yeah, that makes sense.
Trying to get checked in, and I went to the psych ward, and I was there, and checked in, and was getting therapy, and you know, going to these meetings that they had for everybody. You know, like it was like less than 20 people in the whole facility, and this lady tells my dad that I'm fucked up for the rest of my life, and that I'll never be the same.
Mm-hmm. Might be true, a little bit.
Within a week, about day five, I called my dad on the phone. Was like, I don't know what the fuck happened. I'm perfectly fine. I didn't cuss.
But I know, you would never cuss to your dad.
No. I was like, I don't know what happened. I'm completely fine. I snapped. I don't understand I'm doing. I'm fine now. It was like a light switch. I had caught up on sleep. They had me on some medicine, and I completely snapped back to normal. It made this lady look like a completely dumbass, trying to say shit like I was never going to be the same and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And and I just went home. And it's happened a few times over the years. The last couple times that it's happened, I've been able to cope with it. In fact, it happened when I first moved up here. Like, it already happened. But I've learned to keep my mouth shut, just kind of seclude myself, and try to get lots and lots of sleep, and then try to get on some medicine if I can. And that can kind of quickly make me jump out of it. But I've completely jumped out of it before without even any medication.
You need just sleep, catching up on my sleep. You need sleep.
So, that's the thing for anybody. Anybody that loses a lot of sleep can go crazy. In fact, they say after so many days of no sleep at all, you die.
Well, that too, but they all help you.
Okay, you got to be on the back of the mic. Israel walked away.
I got things to say.
I finally shut my mouth, and Israel starts talking. He's not even on the phone. Right. He's not even on the mic. All right. Share some wisdom there.
Let the man pour his drink.
Well, now I've lost my... stream of consciousness there. I totally forgot what I was
saying. Okay, I was talking about no sleep.
Yeah, you're talking about... Oh, yeah.
There we go.
What was the statistic? I'm not sure anything like particularly, but it's talking about how so many hours of not sleeping like past a certain deadline can start to demonstrate like qualities of an alcoholic or just like someone who's incredibly drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Completely impaired functions entirely. And
I think you can probably see shit and all kinds, which I never experienced
that. Well, there's a lot of things to go with it, like delusions mostly probably, lack of motor function, that kind of thing. Something that if like someone is doing that for an extended period of time, they look insane. They look absolutely crazy.
Yeah, which is exactly what happened to me.
Dude, there was I need to find this so I can like show you guys and give you the audio of it. I was listening to, I believe it was either a YouTube video or some type of podcast. And I'm talking, this was maybe 5 years ago. I found this podcast, and it was about a Russian experiment that they did. I can't remember in what time period.
Probably the
60s. I have no idea. But it was an experiment where they did about...
was a good time for
it was an experiment they did about sleep. And they wanted to figure out how long a human being could go without sleeping.
Oh.
And what they did is... I can't even remember how many people, but there was like a group of five or six people that they put into a room in like a chamber, and they were forced to stay awake every single day, and they would not let them go to sleep. And it got to the point after multiple days of being in there that what they would end up doing is pumping the room full of this gas that would keep them awake and wouldn't allow them to sleep.
Doesn't sound like a controlled environment right there.
It was a dark video or a dark audio listening to it, and they actually had like audio from the room of like what they were experiencing, and they were talking about it, and they went like day by day. It was so weird. And they were talking about how it got to the point where they would start like saying random things, they would start seeing things, you would start hearing just weird noises coming from this room of five or six people. But during this entire experiment, they could not see the people. They only had audio of what was going on in the room, so they had no idea what it looked like inside. And it got to the point, I can't remember at what day it was, but they were getting no audio from the room. There was five or six people in the room, but there was no sound coming from the room. They couldn't hear anything. They didn't know what was going on.
Well, I think this is sounding familiar.
And what ended up happening is they had to open the door. They had to figure out why it didn't sound like anybody was in there. And when they opened up the door, it was like the most horrific thing anybody has ever seen. It was to the point where they were eating each other, and there was like half of the people that were in that room were dead. Parts of their bodies were just eaten. They were eating the other people. And I remember specifically they played the audio from some of the audio from the room. And like one of them was somebody knew where the microphone was at and went up to the microphone. I can't remember specifically how he mentioned or how he said it, but he basically said like there is no God. And like that was like one of the darkest things that you ever heard. And you heard it in the guy's audio. It was so fucking weird. And I remember listening to it. And like immediately, I just felt like off, and I was like, "This is sick." I like, I don't.
Sounds like some demons were having fun in that room.
It was weird, man.
I have actually read this story.
You know what I'm talking about?
I read this and like, shit, it's like it had to have been one of the first creepypastas I've ever read. It's
what you want?
Yeah, no, is he? I'll make
yeah, he's good.
Can be heard.
Oh. He can be heard.
Yeah, it's. I'm pretty sure that was supposed to be kind of like an allegory or like a horror story. It's not.
Was it?
It's not actually real. They're called creepypastas.
Thank God, huh?
Yeah, no, they're
okay. Tyler didn't sleep
good.
That night.
This is good.
Look that up.
This is good.
Look up Russian sleep experiment creepypasta.
I needed this.
Now, also, but the whole point is, because it's not, even if it's not true, tonight. It's not far from what we've been talking about, is the fact that it's just like tapping into that fear that everyone has. Like you said, you were shaking just by hearing it, and the cinema, or the theatrics that they went involved with it, mm-hmm. it all just tapped on something very primal in you. And we all have that very primal instinct to sleep and try to stay on like a course on a nice pattern, but if we
yeah.
knock that off and we keep on going on a like a single day of sleep or whatever, it really whacks you out. I've never really experienced it, but
it was in the 1940s,
you know, to lose your grip.
In the Soviet Union.
I'm sure it was actually like possibly probably true. Like,
something similar has definitely happened. I'm like, glad you say this is definitely not true though.
Yeah, because I'm sure like it was probably like a YouTube video or something like that, and they were doing it and they were reading out this this long story with a lot of detail. And mm-hmm. some, yeah, that's like on the next level of the creepypastas. People putting theatrics on it for artistic YouTube videos.
Have you ever? But I would imagine like not getting enough sleep is the same type of thing as somebody with, that's the word I'm looking for, not hysteria. It's a specific disease of the mind where you're hearing things that aren't really there. What's the fucking word? Schizophrenia, that's the word I'm looking for.
There's a wide range of diagnoses in that too.
Yes. Yeah. I remember, in one of my philosophy classes in college, they were talking about schizophrenia, and they were trying to put us through like a simulation of the closest simulation that they could come up with of what it's like for somebody with schizophrenia and like what they experience on a daily basis. And in a weird way, I would love to like figure out what that feels like. Like just to experience it for like 10 minutes, just to be able to turn it on and say, what is this like? And then be able to shut it off.
Yeah.
But like, I would love to see, I don't want to say love. I'm interested in seeing what it's like for somebody with schizophrenia.
Mm-hmm. When you started talking about that movie, it made me think of the story.
Yeah.
Made me think of a movie that one, I think it's on Netflix, where they're like all, they could see people above and below them.
Yeah, that's new.
Have you watched that?
No, I saw it and I was like, that just seems like one big metaphor, and I feel like it'll just be right in my face, and I wouldn't enjoy it.
Okay,
you'd have it figured out in the first 5 minutes,
no,
and then
it's
you're
just
like,
supposed to be like a big representative thing about, I don't know.
It was like they're trying to kind of shove an agenda down your
classes of people. Okay,
shove
so what
an
is
agenda
it?
Down your. It's like a.
I would like to hear the truth, though. Yes.
Yeah, I would like to. I haven't seen the movie. I kind of want to watch it.
Gosh, I thought. Oh, sorry.
It was basically like there's levels.
It's like the chasm.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's something like that.
It's anything Netflix, they don't eat, they throw down below or something. So, like, you only got what people above you don't want.
Yeah.
And then they just dump it down the hole, like, and it's
like,
a bunch of levels.
I know what this is.
It's like, come on, yeah, you're just preaching to the choir.
Okay, so you've seen the, we talked about this before, the show Solar Opposites.
Yeah, I've been like okay. Just a whole bunch of clips on YouTube of that. It looks great.
Okay, so
dude,
I watched
the entire season.
I watched the whole thing.
Did you? Oh, yeah. I loved it.
So the idea of the alien shrinking humans and putting them into his wall.
Oh yeah. The
okay,
wall,
and then they make the classes of people, and it's like a whole side story.
Yeah, an entire episode. It was insane.
Amazing.
It was epic.
How they've made their own world inside of this alien's wall. It's fucking phenomenal, dude.
It's great writing.
It's great, right?
Isn't that Dan Harmon?
Yeah, it's the
Justin
same.
Justin Roiland.
Oh, yeah, they do a lot of the voices. They do a lot of the voices in it. And then you can instantly see it's their artwork, too, when you see the eyes. Like,
yeah.
They made the eyes exactly the same.
Yeah, right, a little scribble looking pupils.
Scribble, yeah.
It's fucking hilarious, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you been keeping up with the newest episodes of Rick and Morty?
Yeah.
I haven't watched the newest ones.
I'm pulling up on YouTube. They're so good.
Some of them, it's a hit or miss kind of thing. I think the earlier ones were really great. They delved into some character stuff. And I guess the last episode, I don't want to spoil anything for the viewers on the podcast, but they get into more like this deep story that everyone was asking for. Then there's like a lot of filler episodes, and those are the ones where they get a little risky. Might not actually like them or not.
Yeah.
Wait, so what was the episode that they're asking for or getting asked about?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're talking about the little controversy there.
Yeah.
There actually wasn't one, but people decided to write about it. It's a 9/11 joke they made in it.
Okay.
So Rick and Morty are driving through a town of evil aliens. You know, they're facehuggers. They're parasites. They're taking over people and making their own society. And so Rick and Morty are like, wow, yeah, we can just destroy all these creatures because they're beyond help. You know, they're beyond hope. We can just, like, kill them without any moral ambiguity. And then they're like, they're just killing a whole bunch of people, shooting buildings and stuff, and then suddenly they come upon these two great large spires. One might say twin-like.
Sure.
And they have these straight faces, and they say they just kind of swerve around it, and Rick says, I'm glad we're better than that, you know? And then he looks down, and he says, but not for Pearl Harbor, and they swoop down and destroy a whole dock full of people.
Oh my god.
And so the reports were like, wow, Rick and Morty and all their fans about Rick and Morty are just absolutely pissed about this, that they made this joke. No one who watches Rick and Morty is pissed about that
absolutely
joke.
Absolutely not.
The whole point
right.
Of that kind
right,
of
right, exactly.
It's like people who like kind of get that dark sense of things.
That's the first comments I heard too. It was like, no, nobody that watches Rick and Morty are pissed about that.
It's so funny. It's so funny to me. That whole bit was actually my favorite. That's my the part where I laughed and I say I got bought.
We're better than that. That's fucking hilarious.
Oh, it was so good. Pretty great show, honestly. I'm glad
that's
it's like
amazing
kept
writing.
Going.
Yes, me too. They
need
very
more clever.
Episodes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. If someone was able to knock it out of the park, a live action version of that would just be insane.
Who could play Rick though in a live action?
Who would play Rick?
Larry David? Ooh. Maybe.
Larry David?
I don't know.
Interesting.
I mean, he might be able to. I don't know. I've only seen him act.
Holy shit! That's from. He's from.
He's the main character from.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. After you said that,
he was involved in that. He would get it. But
that's a good choice.
He's old man, slightly balding.
Okay, who would play the kid? Who would play the kid?
Morty.
Who would play Morty?
Well, in a perfect world, we just do a de-aging on the main characters from Back to the Future.
Holy shit, yes!
Because that's what they're based on. This is Doc and Marty.
Oh my gosh,
Rick
it is,
Morty.
Isn't it?
Yeah. No,
holy shit.
Who plays Doc in the Back to the Future series?
I forget his name.
Yeah. Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah, dude, that.
Yeah,
he's the spot
Christopher
on for
Lloyd
him.
Would be perfect as Rick.
He's a drunk version of him.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Okay, hold up. Is Rick and Morty's based off of Back to the Future?
Yeah, there's a pilot.
What you said that I was like, holy shit, you're right.
Well, it's like it wasn't actually Rick and Morty was like the original pilot of it. They had like closer names to Dark and Marty, but it was pretty much like a dark universe Back to the Future.
But when you think about it, it's pretty spot on.
Uh-huh.
Spot on.
I told you a lot about Emergency Awesome. He does amazing breakdowns in the episode. I didn't even realize all the...
of what, Rick and Morty?
Of Rick and Morty. Wow. Emergency Awesome on YouTube, he does breakdowns of all different shows. Uh-huh. And he does all the episodes of Rick and Morty. Really interesting to watch because you always miss something and don't even... about all the analogies and like all that kind of stuff, you know, what it represents. And I didn't even think about aliens when I watched one of them. That was the ship was just like the alien, or no, not the aliens, but the prequels. The prequel to Aliens.
Oh, you're talking about
Prometheus. Prometheus. Covenant, yeah, a few episodes back was Prometheus.
Oh, yeah. So, no, each episode has the title of a movie, and they try to take a gimmick from it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's usually how the episodes go. Primordius is Prometheus. That's the prequel you're
talking
about.
Oh, okay. Something that rhymes. Okay.
And the last episode of the newest season is a spin on Return of the Jedi, and they do a lot of Star Wars shit in it, so it's fair. I don't know what else.
Did you make like all A's in high school and school?
No, I didn't try.
Okay, you were such an intellectual. I mean, that's why I think we instantly. I mean, you have a very smart brain. You just didn't apply yourself.
No, huh? Yeah, never.
You just yeah. Well, I mean, like, I can't blame you. School sucked. Like,
eternal shame. I didn't really.
The thing that came
on because you think it never pushed you enough. Do you think? That was part of it, or you just didn't care?
There's a series of connections, much like your little story about your children's home. There's a lot of variables that went into who I am and who I was. So I would say a lot of it was I was distracted. That's the most I'll say about that for most of my childhood.
Distracted. Yeah. Okay.
I think there's a weird level of intelligence that some people will find where there is a smart kid in school who will apply himself and wants to be the best that he can be intellectually when it comes to his grades.
They try hard.
And then there's another type of intellectual that says, this is fucking bullshit. I don't want to sit in this classroom because I can be doing better things with my time.
That's true. Yeah, that's
such a small amount of everything they're teaching you doesn't even apply to your life.
And some people are where the system plays you.
Yeah. It's
weird.
There's
no life lessons. There's no application.
There are life lessons, and it's kind of like
skipping school doesn't affect you in any way.
I'm saying the life lessons we learn in high school and just our entire formative years are ones that are a self-fulfilling prophecy. Things that are picked up in high school are repetitive patterns that you'll see for the rest of your life because people develop and establish their personalities at that age, and then they live on with them. A lot of people, I'm sure you know them, don't change after high school. Mm-hmm. These people don't form any new thoughts or anything like that. They stay in idolatry. They stay on the things they think are right, and they think I can just roll with this for the rest of my life. And maybe I'm not trying to say high school would take that away, but I'm saying there's a lot of things that happen in high school that probably shouldn't.
Do you think high school is an important part?
Yeah, big time, because that's like, you know, it's a year your brains are kind of cementing. It's you got a few years after that.
I would say cementing, but your frontal cortex doesn't completely develop until you're 26. So you still got time.
It's about end of college. Yeah.
End of college for some.
Yeah, I'm saying
doctors.
College should be so much worse than high school in a lot of instances.
There's a lot of social dynamics and personalities you'll see within them in high school that you'll see in real life.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it is high schools and kind of this regiment that they make you take kind of affects that. And I think you'd be offered a lot more options if it weren't there. I'm not saying that the system should be gone with completely. We need a formative and base education for everybody.
I would say the system's there on purpose for sure, though.
I say the system's a little broken.
It's broken.
Oh, for sure.
But I would say broken. The structure of that's the system.
Yeah, there's people have had ideas, too, as far as like the one of them's like Army Reserve or whatever, there was a division of like people volunteer, like you can go around the world and volunteer. In fact, there's a program too, like, and do that for your senior year or whatever, like experience another culture and another world, or like there's some.
Oh, are you talking, what's the name of that?
I forget the name of it.
Foreign exchange student?
Greenpeace.
Not foreign exchange student, something else, but yes.
It's like an organization. That might be this, but I'm not sure.
Okay, what did you say again?
I said Greenpeace.
Something. It's a program, and a lot of people. Be like, but
no, never mind. I was thinking Doctors Without Borders. That's like,
yeah, but yeah, it's like something where you can experience a different culture, volunteer somewhere for a month. And people I've heard it been said before to like do that as your senior year, or whatever, or experience like
travel abroad for school.
Abroad and
yeah, no, I'd love to travel abroad. That'd be like a great thing if you do. Culture
yeah,
people.
Like, I mean, we are spending. I mean, well, probably in some way, people would say not enough money on schooling, but We're not applying that money efficiently.
That's right, yeah.
To even be able to compete with most of the world, which is crazy when we're the most powerful country in the world.
No one seems to be agreeing on a way we can change it, too. It seems like a big distraction.
Well, one thing that I've talked about in the podcast a few times and that I have passion for is, of course, in finance. And, man, I had no freaking application or understanding of how credit card works. I think we had one class, one day, where we learned about credit cards and balance our checkbook, and that was it. And that should be taught every single year, and that should be ingrained into our forehead to save, to not live month to month. And what's one of the biggest issues nowadays is living off of credit cards, living month to month. I mean, holy shit, most of the people were like out of money a couple weeks after they lost their job during Corona. And yep. We had to send out checks for $1,200 just so people could feed themselves. And that could be a crutch, too, because a lot of people are getting paid more than that than their regular jobs.
Going back a few ticks here, I had a class, I think in seventh grade, where they taught us how to balance a checkbook, and that's all I remember.
Yeah.
But it was supposed to be a life skills, I think is literally the name of the class. It was for Rossford Junior High. Life skills were, I think half of it was baking a fucking Rice Krispie treat in a tray.
But chocolate chips.
But the other half of it, the only things I ever took from it was balancing a checkbook, which I kind of forgot. And
nobody balances checkbooks anymore.
It was my first sexual experience in that class too.
During class? Good
yeah.
for you.
Oh, yeah. This girl was like kind of feeling me up and trying to tickle me and saying, "Are you ticklish?"
Oh shit!
Like, that kind of thing, you know.
That's
you.
A good There's, kind of tickle.
And
wow.
That's the only, that, and like you know, I was there for that. school. I learned something. But otherwise, no. Like yeah, it's oh my.
Israel, is that hand? No, that's just my penis.
Israel, you have a question?
Oh, weird.
Nala.
Piece of shit. Really, is what she is.
Really putting me off here.
She doesn't like. I mean, it doesn't help that there's three people here and they're all ignoring her.
It's even worse, right?
Lay down. You know
did
you?
You no, did you, you? Speaking of which, did you read that? Did you watch that last? Oh, you put haha. The last. I'll send him random. He doesn't watch TikTok, but shamefully
oh,
I do.
TikToks,
and I sent him a TikTok of somebody calling him, a friend calling him and being like. Don't even talk to me. The last time you came over, you didn't even pet my dog. And it's a big fun. And it's funny because every time I come over, the first thing Tyler is, pet the dog.
Say
pet
hi to
the
Nala.
Dog. Yep. And not because he wants me to give attention.
To my parents' house.
She won't shut up and stop bouncing all over me until I pet her
Say
properly.
Hi to her.
I thought that was just so
the
funny.
The title of the video was Ex-Best Friend.
Ex-Best Friend.
Yeah, that was funny. Okay, question.
That was good. That was good comments. I like
do
that.
You think... Sure. What has happened since March? Kids being taken out of school during the whole coronavirus. Do you think we're going to see an impact on specific children at their specific age later on in their life, or no?
No, probably not.
Not at all?
Too no, small, short so. Of a time to think to make any...
It was like
I think,
a
say
semester
if it went for a few
half,
years.
Right?
Not even a semester.
Well, then...
It was one
go.
Semester.
It's,
it was half a semester.
I mean, it's the conclusion of the whole... experience, I guess. But
well, I would say there is some kids probably affected.
Disappointment. That
the one thing you have to
much.
Think about, though, is it happened at a weird time where it's at the end of the school year, and that's where you are supposed to apply everything that you learn throughout the school year in this one specific semester. You're going to have these classes. You're going to have these tests. They're going to have to apply everything.
Well,
a lot of people in their grades missed out on that last semester to apply everything that they learned.
That's mm-hmm. fair, but, I mean, they really only apply to the classes they're taking at the very last part of the semester.
Let's get it right.
And also, do you remember the questions you heard on exams and SATs, or do you remember a single moment in a lesson?
No, but I'm saying...
I don't
maybe
remember
that
the name of what class I took in my senior year.
And that's fair. But like I'm saying, we don't remember everything that happened to us when we went to school, but no matter what, every single thing that we went through, it still developed who we are today. It changed something in our lives that put us on the path that we are. Mm-hmm. So like, did people miss out on something that could have potentially changed their path of life?
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever we talk about school
it's
now,
weird, right?
I'm going to be bummed out that I missed out on a tickle hand job in high school.
Yeah, I'll tell you. It was junior high for one.
Junior high. The hell
was,
yeah.
You just missed it. And that was it for for the next 6 years.
Yeah.
But you're on to something there. It would be very interesting to see what kind of effect that time did have. Mm-hmm. For one thing, people, there definitely is a percentage of family, of husband and wives that filed for divorce after that experience. I would say there's a spike. There's definitely probably a spike in child abuse.
Suicides?
In high school?
Yeah.
Well, not just in high school.
I would say probably there was probably a struggle with
about
suicide.
You're talking about everyday life.
Also, I mean, like, there was chances for parents to bond with their kids in a way that they never have been able to before in that part of their life. You know?
Sure.
And I hope that there's some good that can come out of it, because I think there's a lot of bad that's coming out of this, too. I think I think it went on for further than it needs to, and definitely thankfully it killed a lot less people than we thought.
It needed to kill more, honestly, but yeah.
Well, they said it was going to kill more than double that, and it didn't. I mean, I think we're at about 100,000, or still under that, or maybe just hit 100,000. But I think the main issues that really, like, for the most part, it killed the people, the older people, very obese people. But like, you keep those people safe, and for the most part, we're going to be okay. But I think we went to an extreme that really didn't have to.
Yeah,
And I think it was real. I hope we find out.
No, it wasn't even real. Well, people actually died.
Well, it definitely was real. It was real. I think there was a possibility, though, that was man-made. Which is, there's been
a possibility that it could have been a bioweapon made in either China or in, like,
Well, we definitely know it came from China.
Did it?
But then that's the question. If it was bio, did somebody plant it there?
Who would have, might have,
I was
drawn,
that. Forbes Somewhere came out with an article saying in Europe, like, they've been studying it and saying, are claiming that it...
can you really believe anything that they write about anything? Talking about this? It's a very big
I don't
subject.
Know. I was wondering. Forbes, I thought, was fairly... I mean, but then, of course, they're pushing big Jenner story, so who knows what they believe.
It's fad. It's something that'll draw people in.
Yeah, yeah. It was just, I was surprised for them to talk about that. There's nothing for it to, but I would say, like, I mean, is there any ground for to stand on that that is possible? That, you know, I mean, it is plausible, right? We can create.
Yeah,
I mean,
no, we know how to do this stuff. Yeah,
we can create our own. I mean, we that is possible, yes, which is scary. 100%. But
don't know why though. I fail to see that. You know.
Well, I mean, why did Hitler kill so many people? I mean, there's definitely a big thing.
He killed.
That's terrifyingly profound. I don't like the idea of that one actually at all.
Of Hitler being profiled?
No. This is the same kind of thing.
No, not. I would hope not.
Hitler did what he did because he believed in something.
But there is a lot of people out there that believe that our population is out of control and that we need to control it, the population.
That's book about this. It's not the Da Vinci Code.
So that's an interesting thing to go
along
to.
You know those
ones? Which one?
Da Vinci Code.
Yeah.
They talk about this a lot too.
Do they?
It's the final book in the series. I forget what it's called. Kind of sucks. But they talk about this as, like, there's a guy, there's a bioterrorist, they call him, and he decides to unleash, like, the plague upon the world that'll kill half the population. Or stop half the population from continuing on, you know?
Hmm.
Whatever they say about it. And I think viewers would be angry at me if I spoiled the ending of this book.
No, I think people...
No, we're all about spoilers here.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Spoiler.
3, 2, 1.
Spoiler for an unknown book. You may be reading it and you figure out that that's the one you heard about earlier on this. So, in this one, apparently at the end, they get to the guy and they're like, we have to stop this whatever kind of plague bomb is from going off. And the end twist is it had already happened from, like, the point of the beginning of the book. He had sent out the plague. It was a sterilization effort that pretty much stopped half the population from reproducing.
Ooh.
So it was a different kind of plague like that. It was a sterilizing plague, a genophage. Yeah. And
Ooh.
That's a scarier one, really. But it's the same kind of effect as someone trying to cull. And that's, like, the most humane way to do it, but somehow more terrifying, you know?
It's dark. I like that.
But it's the same kind of thing we're experiencing, and I'm not trying to say that there's a bioterrorist out there, because I really don't think that's true. I think this is
it was a dumb bat.
Well, there have been viruses for entire like in the entire human history.
Oh yeah, there's been a number of them. I mean, there's been the Hong Kong virus, which we're not supposed to. The media gets very upset if you call it the Chinese virus. So it's like, well, then they need to change history and say you can't say the Hong Kong virus.
It was very timely, I guess people would agree, that it came right around the time that Hong Kong was protesting at its strongest.
Oh, the Hong Kong virus? Are you familiar with that one?
No, I thought you were talking about still.
Just correct. In general, yeah. Yeah, no, there was years ago, back in the 80s or something.
Literally, we were pumping out and everyone was watching them. Yeah. The whole world was watching this. And then suddenly, big-ass fucking car flew by.
Was it that close to when that was going? I thought that kind of died down. It was right at the peak of that?
Yeah, no, like, they were going. Like, these things don't stop, you know? They are really fighting for their independence here. It's terrifying. The riots like that, tenfold of what we experience here for any racial discrimination. It's, I don't know what's going on there right now because the media just isn't covering it. They're covering...
It is crazy
I think they just know how to use it. That's all I know. I think it's a natural wave that they've learned to ride.
Well...
I'm going to leave you guys. You're going to have to answer this question because I just listened to a podcast from Radiolab. If you've never checked them out, check them out.
Love them.
Phenomenal, right? Mm-hmm. This one, the one that I was listening to was called 60 Words. Or not 60 Words. Something, fuck, I can't remember. Either way, check them out, Radiolab. But it was a podcast talking about if there was supposed to be a catastrophic event that would wipe out the human civilization. If you could leave something, one sentence, for the next living civilization to stumble upon, what would be your one sentence for them? And like during this podcast, there was a bunch of different people giving their own takes on it. Some people said they would talk about like quantum physics and like give them a shortcut to figuring out how to build things. Right. And other people were talking about how I would leave the remnants of like a song or like music, like what music is. And then there was one professor specifically that said I would leave nothing. And I would leave nothing because if I were to leave something, I would potentially short them of figuring out a new way to do something. Super interesting sentences that people were leaving.
But yeah. That's completely discarding that we should learn from a history. I think it's important that we learn from our history.
That's fair. But, I mean, these were all specific different points of views.
But, yeah, that's interesting, yeah.
So if you could leave one sentence for the next civilization to stumble upon, what would it be? Curious.
My mind immediately went to something along the lines of trying to express some sense of spirituality and connectivity between everyone. Mm-hmm. Something about emotional awareness. Something about how when you develop and who you talk to and who you agree with, you shouldn't just be set on a single course. You should be able to understand everyone. Mm-hmm. But it's hard to put that in a sentence. You know?
That's the thing, one sentence.
I don't know, was that a sentence? It might have been a run-on.
Fair enough.
I mean...
a run-on.
But they might take
if I was given more time, I'd come up with something. But I mean, the quick, easy escape is to just jump to the Bible and say the verse that I think that everybody can live by, and that there's no reason for us to that we should ever disagree with this statement is to do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Mm-hmm. The golden rule. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or
and it seems like it's the rule that's skipped the most often of times.
Yeah, I mean,
because it's against our nature.
So these people past our time have no
idea,
no history at all.
Nope. They get your one sentence.
They don't get any documents from our past.
Nope.
Nothing. Huh. Wow. Okay.
Huh. They get one sentence. That was so interesting about this podcast, listening to everybody's different sentences that they were leaving.
Huh.
It was fascinating.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a great little mind map, though.
There was one person that said something, and I thought, wow, I think I connect with that one the most. Hmm. And I can't remember specifically what this person said, but it was something along the lines of, I'm not quoting it exactly, but it was, in the end, we all die, so it's okay. Mm-hmm. And, like, the whole idea of that is, you know,
you're going to do good in school.
I feel like you can justify some murders with that statement.
That's true. In the end, it's all okay. I should just live blindly by faith.
See, maybe, right?
Sounds like that could be interpreted.
There's too many dumbasses out there to say that yet.
But, like, the way that they explained it, it was nice. It was beautiful. It was eccentric. But it was like, you know, you're gonna do your best in school and you're going to excel. But at the end of the day, you're going
to
die.
You know, these all sound like things you do to counsel someone who's experiencing these things, you know? Sounds like a mantra.
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, the whole concept of it is...
Something to meditate on and think
sure,
about.
Sure, yeah. Something to meditate on and think about.
Mantras.
But, like, that was the one that, like, stuck with me the most. You know, I'm going to make mistakes, but, like, I'm going to die. So it's okay. You're going to die, Seth. It's okay. I'm probably going to kill you after this podcast. That's okay.
Yeah, I feel the same way about every podcast. That's why I quickly run for the door. Podcast is over.
Bye.
There's another a podcast I've been listening to quite a bit, and they keep talking about him. It's a fellow named Ramdas.
Ramdas?
Yeah. You might have heard about him. But there's a few, and they all kind of follow this guy. And well, not just this guy, but the ideas and the states of consciousness that he stands by.
Mm-hmm.
And what they say is his main mantra for that is just be here now.
Mm.
And so that can be taken a bunch of ways. You know, just initially you have like two different thoughts going on in front of me. Just be here now is kind of like obviously living in the moment. That'd be something great to put on too.
I think that's that's super important.
Yeah, people are going to be worrying.
Now.
People are going to be worrying about
one of the biggest issues we have nowadays with cell phones and
yeah.
We're distracted. We're all so distracted by everything.
I think it's philosophy is one of the biggest things you gotta stand by. You know, it's like the basis of thought patterns and thought processes. And if you just kind of like put that kind of idea of just living in the moment and being there consciously and understanding everything around you mm-hmm. at that very moment for everything you do, that'd be a great sentence.
I feel like we can slow down time in a way.
That'd be great. That's the kind of situation we're dealing with here.
I feel like time slows down too when we do that.
Perceptually. It's very strange.
Well, guys, we got to have you on for another podcast. I think we'll wrap it up here so we can watch this UFC fight. We just missed another one. Wow, nice hair, dude.
Yeah, how about that?
Holy shit.
He had to have put it on. Dude's wearing afro.
Okay,
I'm
about to say, like...
What is that? Is that Swiss?
I think he's Swiss.
So, there's been already some good fights. I think that might be the first fight of the main fights.
Yeah,
but there should be some good one. I think there's a couple. I always like the ladies fighting. Those are always really entertaining too.
Uh-huh.
Sure. But
yeah, bro.
Seth, where can we find you?
Unscripted Banter. Follow us on there. Seth Ohms on Twitter. Israel, what is your?
I get to plug things.
yeah, plug something there.
Plug away, my friend.
He'll definitely be back for another podcast.
Plug away.
Don't follow me on anything personal. I don't know you. But there is a YouTube channel you'd be interested in if you're just looking for silly little gas to make you guffaw. It is called Eerie Ohms. Eerie Ohms is a conglomerate of creators and imaginative minds. We like to put out our videos in a short order, but sometimes in a very long, long waiting period.
Yeah, how do you spell it?
That would be Eerie Ohms. That's Eerie Ohms.
Check it out. Subscribe.
Mm-hmm. We do a lot of funny things, and we do a lot of things that will make you think.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Yep. You can follow me, TLons5, on Twitter and Instagram. Check out our website, unscriptedbanter.com. Seth, Israel, it's been fun. I'm a little toasty after the amount of alcohol that I've drank so far.
All right, sounds like it's ready for another one.
I'm ready for another one. I'm looking forward to these fights.
Perfectly right now, actually. Yeah.
I know. It's looking good. It's looking good.
Uh-huh.
Seth? Israel.
Yeah, buddy.
We gotta revisit.
Yeah, we gotta have you on again sometime soon. Whenever. Cheers.
Cheers. No, fuck you. What? I'm sorry.
I've been drinking. I can't even get out of word now. Yeah, this is
still on.
Okay, this is still on. He's got to do his cute little sign off. Go ahead, Tyler. Give me your little cute little sign off.
Should have done that earlier. You could have cut the rest of this.
You're not wrong. We love you, fuckers. Have a great week.